With re-election on the line, the Trump administration is acting as a cheering section for the U.S. economy right now. And at least for today, investors are cheering right along. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose nearly 250 points, or 1%, today. That's after a sharp drop in the stock market last week, when investors reacted to warning signs of a looming recession. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Trump knows his best hope for winning a second term in the White House is a solid U.S. economy. So after three rocky weeks on Wall Street, including the biggest sell-off all year last Wednesday, it was time for a little damage control. Trump and his advisors offered a chorus of upbeat assessments about the economy over the weekend, while accusing Democrats and reporters of painting a picture of doom and gloom. This afternoon, Vice President Pence was in the swing state of Michigan, delivering a rosy forecast to the Detroit Economic Club.
Despite the irresponsible rhetoric of many in the mainstream media, the American economy is strong. And the U.S. economic outlook remains strong as well.
White House economist Larry Kudlow will underscore that message this week in a series of phone calls with business and community leaders around the country. The administration says those calls were long planned. On NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, Kudlow emphasized some of the positive forces boosting the economy, especially the robust level of consumer spending.
We're doing pretty darn well, in my judgment. Let's not be afraid of optimism.
Consumer spending has been strong. A lot of people are working and getting modest pay raises, so they have money to spend. But consumer confidence has dropped in the last month, and volatility in the stock market could make shoppers more cautious about opening their wallets. Business spending has already taken a hit, partly as a result of the ongoing trade war with China. Today, the administration granted a temporary reprieve to Chinese telecom giant Huawei. But Pence says the president is not about to go soft on Beijing.
The time has come for China to come to the table, open their markets, and live by the rules of international commerce, like every other industrialized nation does.
Trump argued to reporters over the weekend the trade war has taken a bigger toll on other countries than it has on the United States.
You look at a lot of countries, they're not doing well. China's doing poorly. Parts of Asia are doing poorly. We are doing better than any country or even area anywhere in the world. We're doing great.
Trump often views other countries' pain as a potential gain for the United States. But that approach can backfire in a globally connected economy. News of a slowdown in China and Germany last week contributed to investors' jitters in this country. Trump also shrugged off a warning sign from the bond market last week that often signals a recession's looming within 2 years.
That's a long time, 2 years. But I don't think so. Interest rates are low. I think I could be helped out by the Fed, but the Fed doesn't like helping me too much.
The president continues to browbeat the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates, even though rates are already low, around 2%. Trump tweeted today they should be at least a full percentage point lower. The National Association for Business Economics released a survey today showing 4 out of 10 economists now expect a recession by the end of next year. That's actually down a bit from the group's last survey back in February. Nearly half the economists surveyed now think a recession won't come until 2021 or later. Even as he talked up the economy in Detroit today, the vice president had a warning of his own.
I honestly believe if any one of the Democrats on that debate stage wins the presidency, the gains of the last 2.5 years would be wiped out.
That message might resonate if the economy is still going strong next November. If not, it's the president himself who could be vulnerable. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.